Have you contemplated spring cleaning? When this bug hit me, I turned to Grandmaster Cleaner Marie Kondo for inspiration. This best-selling author has sold 9 million copies of her classic book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, The Japanese Art of Decluttering and Organizing. Okay, add me, Maggie McCarthy, to the ranks of readers as I set out on my decluttering journey with this instructive read. One must be warned that the KonMari method, as her system is called, is ruthless. She has a no-mercy approach when it comes to unclutching the flotsam and jetsam of our lives. But with her long wait list for services and no lapsed clients to date, it has proven very effective for many. Perhaps I can pull out a few tasty bits that may help without applying her full conquer result. The concept is this: by evaluating your possessions in a very meticulous way, you learn to identify the items that spark joy and discard those that don't. Simple, right? But if you too are overwhelmed, know that she provides a step-by-step plan to help you sort and organize. For example, step one is clothes, with the very first step being to take out every garment you own and begin by putting back only those items you wear and love. Now, if this makes you shudder thinking about a giant mound of clothing occupying a section of your floor, fear not. The first few chapters provide you psychologically for this process and how you will feel literally transformed by unburdening, whether it is items unworn, too worn, gifted, or even hand-me-down. For the knitted mittens Grandma made that were more decorative than warm, simply thank it for its memory of a loving Nana and let them go. Resist the temptation to rebrand slouchy old clothes as loungewear and try folding clothes and stacking them vertically, as this is more economical space-wise and visually you can see all the items at a glance. Next in the sequence is to do the same process for books, then papers, kimono, which is a bit of a catch-all category, then sentimental items, the last of the items once you have built up some sturdy momentum. Before I picked up the book, I did take everything out of my pantry to clean, discard, and organize, and I must admit, this has provided some amount of daily joy, knowing that, at least for now, it is tidy. The true five-step focus of the KonMari method begins with a commitment to this organizing process, imagining the decluttered result, discarding all items that you do not hold dear, streamline all possessions by category, incidentally not by room, and assessing if it truly sparks joy. If you're one of the stellar folks who can fully embrace and follow instructions to a T, congratulations, you will revel in the harmony of a place for everything and everything, now slimmer and joyful, in its place. For struggling mortals like me, I will adopt some of her best tips for my decluttering journey and perhaps tackle an as-I-can versus an all-at-once approach. Regardless of where you begin and end the clean-out, it's worth knowing this method that gives a valuable perspective on the many inanimate possessions that surround us and a roadmap to the joy the right ones provide.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. You can listen to this and other past episodes of Likely Stories at kwbu.org.